Paw in paw, the two Dimmons trundled off north up the path, cutting off east into Mossflower Woodlands and making plans for the marvellous life that lay ahead of them.
We live up in a tree and eat apples and anything.
Oi, okey, us will, and never get a bath or even a little wash.
And just play and play all day and all night long.
Brr, them biggins be very sad as and's got it.
Tja, now they have to bath each other and go to beds early. That teach him a lesson.
Spring eventide threaded crimson, gold and lavender rays through the leafy woodland canopy. Day's last long shadows darkened red walls' lawns, shading the grass to a rich emerald carpet. Single notes and trills of nightingales echoed from the abbey orchard, serenading the coming darkness. Gooch and his trusty assistant cook, a young mole maid named Fuddle, checked the rows of earthenware basins as they loaded up trolleys in the kitchens. Both were satisfied that the whortleberry puddings were perfect in every respect. Formole, Redwall's traditional mole leader, stood by his trolley, button-nose a-quiver at the delicious aroma from the basins. Fuddle chuckled at the look of bliss upon his face.
Your uncle, I'll help you load your trolley afore your snout you've fallen off into loy.
Formole patted his niece's paw fondly.
You're my good and kindly mole, Fuddle. Thank you, Gertly, my dearie.
Redwall had two dining rooms. The Great Hall, which is used for large feasts or special occasions, and Cavern Hall, a smaller, more comfortable chamber. Abbot Appademus took his seat in Cavern Hall alongside Girdle Spring. Rubbing his paws in anticipation, the cellar hog remarked,
I'll wager in less a score of days 'twill be light and warm enough to take our evening meals out in the orchard.
Appademus watched Redwallers seating themselves.
Aye, summer will soon be upon us, Girdle. Oh, look out, here comes trouble. But don't they look nice and clean?
Straight from the bathtubs, a horde of Dibbons in clean smocks came dashing in to claim their favourite places at table. Mem, Sister Vernal and Malbon shepherded them in, issuing cautions as they tried to keep order.
Don't run. What have you been told about running, hey? Walk nice and slowly now. That includes you, Turfy.
I say go around the table, you little rip. Don't you dare try to climb over the Father Abbot.
Come here, Toobles. There's still soap in your ears. Gotcha.
The tiny hedgehog squealed outrageously as Malbon cleaned out the soap with her apron corner.
Wah! I'm being slayed! Help me!
Old Cricklus, the gatekeeper, covered both ears and closed his eyes tightly until peace was restored and the Dibbons seated.